JP Morgan may face penalty over unfair practices. After a huge controversy blew up over the real hidden intention behind JP Morgan's recent report on major Korean biopharmaceutical firm Celltrion, the local financial authorities might be pressuring the US-based investment bank to collect its alleged unfair business practices statement, sources said Monday. The Financial Supervisory Service, or the FSS, didn't deny the possibility of punishing the bank, though the regulator only said, "It is inappropriate for them to mention the case at this stage, whether the financial authorities are looking into the matter or not." An FSS official added, "The FSS cannot confirm any facts related to these matters, as messages on the issue could send the wrong signals to the market. Currently, we cannot confirm anything on the matter." The nation's bourse operator, Korea Exchange, is on the same page with the FSS, while JP Morgan's Seoul office could not be reached for comment. The latest update comes as suspicion still lingers over whether JP Morgan's recent acts regarding Celltrion could constitute an unfair transaction practice on the local capital market. The controversy started when JP Morgan issued an underweight investment report last Wednesday on Celltrion and Celltrion Healthcare, cutting down the firm's stock target prices by 30% from the previous day's trading. With the report's announcement on that day, the two companies' stock prices fell by 6.13% and 4.36% respectively at closing. JP Morgan, however, was estimated to have purchased 221,708 shares of Celltrion Healthcare the very next day after its research team published the underweight opinion. Such a contradictory move by the global investment bank strengthened earlier thoughts and questions on whether the research paper was part of a choreographed plan to short sell the biopharma company's stock. The fact that other major local securities firms' investment papers on Celltrion and Celltrion Healthcare set their target prices much higher than JP Morgan also amplified suspicions that the investment bank had an ulterior motive other than objectively delivering research results. Following Celltrion's official rebuttal of the JP Morgan investment report the next day, some retail investors in Korea filed an online petition on the Chonghwa Day website, urging the nation's financial authorities to investigate JP Morgan's trading. As of 3:20 p.m. Monday, 14,137 people have signed the petition. It is still uncertain whether the suspicions of local retail investors are based on solid facts or just conjecture. Yet there has been some reasoning behind retail investors' suspicions over global investment banks' short-selling plans backed by their off-balance negative reports. Various foreign investment firms, including JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, and Nomura Securities, have published underweight positions on Celltrion over the past few years, while the biopharma firm has been one of the most shorted stocks in Korea during the period. Given that short selling has long been used exclusively by institutional investors and that local securities firms most published positive investment papers on the pharmaceutical company, retail investors suspect global investment banks as a source of major short selling of the company and complained about an uneven playing field due to this. JP Morgan's previous track record of receiving warnings from the FSS early this year also adds to retail investors' doubts over the firm's fairness in its trading patterns. Based on investigations conducted during the summer last year, the FSS decided to issue warnings over internal control of intragroup information sharing. Back in 2015, the headquarters of JP Morgan Chase was also sanctioned by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, or the SEC, for its involvement in garnering profits by artificially lowering stock prices.